Welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Show from the WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple, kill big deer. With us, we have Mark Wagner. We were talking last week about the National Parks proposal. Mark, thanks for sticking around to talk more about this.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So what we were saying is this National Parks proposal coming out of a private entity in Alton, Illinois, is going to grab 135,000 acres.
That's correct, in Missouri and Illinois.
And it's a 144-mile stretch of the Mississippi River?
I believe so, in Illinois.
Okay. Wow. And so we were talking about tourism on the last episode, where with this tourism that already exists in local communities like Calhoun and Jersey counties, even extending farther into Madison and St. Clair, I think Lincoln County, Missouri.
It'd be St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Lincoln and Pike County in Missouri.
Okay. Yeah. So all those counties in Missouri, these counties in Illinois, they want to take state land. They want to take state park. They want to take national refuge. They want to do away with, you know, feeding the waterfowl in the refuges. They want to do away with the blinds. And so here locally, that's going to really reduce our hunting opportunities.
Absolutely, because you would have to be by permit only. So who knows if they're going to issue those 350 permits. And these blinds that individuals get now, those are for 3 years.
Right.
They can build a blind. It's a solid blind. You get it for 3 years, and now you're going to have to pay daily to go in for a permit and hunt these areas. If you get a permit, you may not get one.
I don't trust it. There is a staggering statistic. I'm not going to quote it. If we were like Rogan and had a Jamie, we could pull it up on Google. But there is a staggering amount of national park land out there, and such a small percentage of it is huntable.
That is correct.
I mean, like very single digit percentile of all the national parks out there. There's something staggeringly small. So I find it hard to believe that these hunting areas would be reincarnated to something that was even accessible for hunting.
It would be huntable, but over time it would grow up, and I don't think it would be huntable after, I don't know how many years. I don't know how long it would take to grow up, but eventually it would just grow up and be nothing.
Unbelievable. So we already have in our you know, home over in Calhoun, here in Jersey County, we've got tons of people, residents, non-residents alike, that take to the woods, take to the field, take to the river.
Aaron, before we go on, I want to say one more thing of how it's going to affect Jersey County, and this is probably the biggest one. Jersey County is going to lose tax revenue if this becomes a national park. National parks are tax exempt. We're going to lose right now. Pierre Marquette has farm leases that the park makes money off of, the county makes money off of, the hotel motel tax, public safety sales tax, anything that is spent at Pierre Marquette State Park, the county receives money for. If we lose that because it becomes a national park, that's going to impact our budget.
Oh, no.
Oh. So again, this isn't just about hunting. You know, this is bigger than that, which most people don't realize. So
it's strange because it seems like they want to take our local tourism and absorb it in the name of a national park.
Yes. And I will say that I've been talking to Rivers and Routes, and they said over the past 2 years, I believe it was 2 years, our tourism is up 22%. So again, we're doing well. The scenic byway plan that's been in place for 25, 30 years, you know, they're doing a great job of getting tourism, getting the word out that, hey, we got a place to come see. So,
but so to go back, you were talking about this is Alton Riverfront. You said that that part of the proposal makes sense. It's by
to me. To me, it makes sense.
Right.
But again, I'm not an Alton official, so that should be up to them whether they think it's a good fit. They may not see it the way I see it.
But this private entity in Alton is proposing a park in Alton that may make sense.
Yes.
But instead, like, they want to add on to it.
They want to add all these different areas
in
to
Jersey, Calhoun County,
St. Charles, St. Louis, Lincoln, Pike County, Missouri. They think it's going to help tourism for the region if we collaborate on this. And right now, Calhoun and Jersey were totally opposed to it. Both boards did not have one vote for it.
I don't see how this would be favorable to Jersey or Calhoun County from
a
tourism perspective. With regard to Alton, I mean, are people really going to come up here, or is it just an expand of, like, they're able to expand their network and their reach and pool resources that are someone else's, belong to other communities for their own benefit?
That I can't answer. But I mean, you know, right now the Alton Riverfront, they have the casino down there. They have a marina, just like Grafton has a marina. But they have some great things down there to offer already. They have a theater that they try to promote some music and different events at. So again, you know, I think Alton has some great things to offer, but I think this private entity is overstepping their bounds.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. And it's tough because you look at the type of revenue that a town like Alton creates, or, you know, an entity.
Grafton has a great tourism package right now.
Right.
And they keep adding to theirs all the time. They keep making it better every year.
So would this stretch, this would have to stretch through Grafton?
Absolutely. Yeah, it would.
And then, what is there an impact to Grafton with regard to how this goes on with all the tourism that takes place there?
I'm not sure how this would impact Grafton. I've had some conversations with the mayor, but I don't really want to speak for, again, the city of Grafton.
Right.
And I'm only really familiar with how it's going to impact the county.
Okay.
So how it's going to impact Grafton itself, I do not know that.
Okay. When we look at the idea of I'm an outfitter, hunting is important. You know, it seems like a long time ago, some type of grumblings or a rumor of they're going to turn Calhoun into a national park, and then came the bike trail. Calhoun said no way to that. It seems like the proposal has come back on steroids with this national park.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And so again, it's going to affect tourism the way we know it, because now you have to pay a fee to get into the park, which would be very interesting. Would they have to have toll booths on multiple roads? How do they plan on collecting it?
I don't know how the National Park Service would do that. The National Park Service was at that meeting. I don't think we talked about that. There was the regional director for the National Park Service was at that meeting that we had with Alton Works. And he was very upfront. He says, I'm not opposed. I'm not against having this. He goes, I'm here. I'm a neutral party to explain the process. And he talked about how if the representatives and senators wanted to do this, that they'd have to do a 3-year study. And then at the end of that 3-year study, they would go back in front of a committee. And then it would be up to the committee whether it was a good idea or a bad idea. That's one way that this national park idea could happen. The other idea, and it scares me the most, and I think it scares everybody, is that the president could do this with the stroke of a pen. So right now he could be signing this that it's a done deal, it's a national park. And again, that's what scares me the most.
Yeah,
that's why it's very urgent to get this message out and to take action and push forward to get this stopped.
Well, once it started, I mean, now if you're touching any of these lands, you could be vulnerable to eminent domain.
They say they're not going to do that, but everybody in Calhoun and Jersey that had land taken away in previous years, I think they know better.
Okay. That's unbelievable. On that, let's take a break, hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show from the WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple, kill big deer. With us, we have Mark Wagner. We're talking about the National Parks proposal coming out of Alton. And we were just talking about it's possible this thing could happen through executive order as Joe Biden's leaving office.
Yes. We were talking about the urgency of trying to stop this.
How so unbelievable. Is there anything that can be done?
Well, Calhoun came on board pretty quick. I think it really aggravated them that they weren't invited to that meeting, and they heard it through the grapevine what was going on, and they jumped on board right away and formed a committee, got very active, starting to sign petitions, calling their representatives and senators, both state and federal. So they've been at this for over a month.
Okay.
And then their county board, they were the first ones to pass a resolution opposing this proposal. And then Jersey County followed suit with a proposal to oppose this. So Jersey is a little bit behind. Calhoun really took the forefront on this issue, and they're knocking it out of the park. Jersey has since joined forces with Calhoun. We don't need to be doing our own thing. Mm-hmm. We need to join forces and get stronger.
Yeah.
And that's what we're working on now.
Okay. Has there been outreach to the Missouri counties that will be affected by this?
Everybody that has a part in this committee, they've been reaching out to private organizations. They've been reaching out to hunting organizations, I-4, Illinois Federation Outdoor Resources.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty Bryant is our president, lives in Greene County. He's been very vocal in this. Migratory waterfowl, they've been very vocal in this so far. And just a little bit about I-4, they're an umbrella of all of outdoor resources. It's just, again, it's not about hunting, fishing, trapping, abate. The motorcycle riders are part of our organization. Horseback, turkey, deer, it's everything. We bring everybody that has anything to do with outdoor resources under one umbrella.
Okay.
Because we're stronger if we're together.
100%. Well, that's especially important for, you know, citizens of Calhoun County. There's a little over 4,000 people.
Yes.
So there's, when the grand scheme of things, if you're talking statewide or even nationally, that's a very small voice, 4,000
yes.
people.
Yes.
So good thing that they came with a big punch.
Yes. Hopefully. And so everybody has their own part in this. Myself, I've been reaching out to other government agencies. I've been in contact with Grafton. I was at their city council meeting this past Tuesday. I've been reaching out to Madison County. I've talked to the mayor of Portage du Sault. I'm going to be talking to the mayor of West Alton. I've been in contact with St. Charles County. Been in contact with some of my retired conservation officer buddies in Missouri.
Okay.
Missouri agents, they're called over there.
Okay.
So I've been in contact with some of them, you know, and what they can do over there.
Okay. And with regard to anyone listening, what can they do to kind of make their voice be heard?
seek people out who have the petitions. They're at local businesses. Individuals have them posted on Facebook. We really need to get as many signatures as we can by the end of the month before this election.
Okay.
Because we're going to take all those signatures and we're going to give them to senators and representatives. Call, email your federal and state representatives. Let them know that you're opposed to this. Join an organization. You know, I talked about all the different outdoor groups that are opposed to this, but the Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau has
a lot of power. In Missouri, they came out against it, and I'm pretty sure Illinois will too.
Okay.
So join an organization, you know, get behind it. We got to get this stopped. Like I said, I can't stress the urgency of trying to kill this.
Yeah. Have on a more regional level, has much attention been, you know, paid to this proposal?
Not yet, but I think in the next week, I think we're going to start getting out there.
Okay.
Right now, it's been at the local level where we've been in the county papers.
Okay.
I think maybe the Alton paper one time, but we need to get to the St. Louis area and get it to the national level.
Okay.
Is where we need to go.
Okay.
And hopefully we're going to have some radio interviews coming up in St. Louis here pretty soon and get more of the word out.
Outstanding. So some of the organizations that we've talked about, Farm Bureau, Waterfowlers, Waterfowl Migrators, Migratory Waterfowlers.
Migratory Waterfowl Hunters Incorporated.
There we go. Sorry about that.
Bashtown Sportsman's Club.
Yes.
Great Rivers and Routes. Again, they're behind us. They've given us a statement of opposition against this. Mary Miller's office, she was one of the first ones that we brought on board and met with, and she's on board with us to try to stop this. I recently saw a letter today from Missouri Department of Conservation. I was kind of surprised that they came out against this. I thought they would kind of remain neutral, but them and the Missouri Farm Bureau, they're opposed to this. So I was a little surprised, but it's great to have them on board.
If you're a member of a local DU chapter, Whitetails Unlimited chapter, make sure that you talk about this at your upcoming meetings.
Wildlife Turkey Federation.
Yes.
You know, trappers. There's a Trappers Association out there. There's horse riding organizations. I'm sorry I can't name any of them right offhand, but I know they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Abate's part of I-4. They're opposed to this. You know, there's a lot of different organizations out there that are really behind trying to stop this.
Okay. I think a big picture, you know, for us here locally, we have to be very vocal about this because we are a small number of people compared to, you know, this shift in tourism that they're hoping to bring in with a, you know, rural setting here. We could get gobbled up real quick.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about tax revenue, you know, being taken from us. I mean, I can only imagine the impact that would have on the school district in Calhoun. We've talked about how hunting opportunities, are going to change. You're going to have to now pay to use this area, potentially a special permit.
Loss of heritage.
The blind draw is going to go away?
The blind draw.
That's
a big thing.
Are you kidding me?
How many people does the blind draw bring in every 3 years?
Oh, man. Maybe they should just start charging for beverages at the blind draw. That'd probably replace any revenue they want to bring in the park. Okay. So join an organization, sign a petition. Any known areas where these petitions are going to be in Jersey County?
I don't have any specifically right offhand, but I know, Outrageous Outdoors.
Okay.
Here in Jerseyville.
Yes.
They're one.
Okay.
But I know there's some others that are going to do it.
Good enough. They sponsor the outdoor show, Big Buck Contest. Go down to Outrageous Outdoors, sign the petition, show them some love, buy some ammo, buy some archery supplies, some hunting gear, some, you know, blinds, whatever, go show them some love and sign the petition. Okay. So, anything else as we talk about this national park proposal that we should really pay attention to? Did we talk about, emailing and writing letters to our state senators?
We didn't talk about emails, but yes, you could do that. I mean, look it up, Google them, who your local, state and federal, reps and senators are, email them, call them, and just don't do it once. Just ring their phones off the hook. That's really what we need to do. We need to keep putting pressure on them.
Okay. That being said, we have November upon us. You have any immediate plans to get out there, Mark?
I was hoping to be out there tonight, but I'm not there.
I know. We just missed a stud deer the other night, last night. One of the hunters.
I'm getting ready to put out duck decoys tomorrow. Okay. So I'm getting ready for waterfowl season. I got my deer stands ready to go. So hopefully I can hurry up and get the Jersey County budget done and get to the field and enjoy this time of year. It seems like it goes by so fast.
How did it get here already?
We were just there last year.
I know. All right. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anybody out there, if you see anything with regard to this national parks proposal on Facebook or on social media, make sure you're commenting, make sure you're sharing the, on your own social media. Let's try and grow something. This sounds like a terrible idea, something that would be really negative to our local community. But thanks for listening and look forward to the next time.